Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
We're still in recovery mode as a city after the floods back in February. There are still a lot of people displaced from their homes. And it's been flagged this morning that a lot of those families that have moved into other accommodation, be it friends or rentals, they can't have their pets with them. So pet rescue facilities around Townsville are inundated. They're at capacity.
Well, it does make it hard. Mm. Like me and my partner were looking for different places and a lot don't accept pets.
Yeah.
And you sort of need an interim place for a set amount of time. You don't know how long it's going to be. So it does make it hard when you've got that furry friend to worry about as well.
And so hard that you'd have to consider handing that furry friend over. We do actually have Louise from Angel Paws on the line with us right now, though. Angel Paws are inundated right now, Louise, but there are ways that we can help.
Okay, so one of the ways people can help is we're in desperate need of foster carers for felines and canines. Because we run out of foster homes in Townsville. We don't actually have a base.
Yeah.
So that's our biggest thing, is we can only take as many animals in as we have those foster homes for.
Are there certain requirements for those foster homes? So if someone wants to set one up, do they have certain requirements, space allocations, things like that they need to have?
Absolutely. So we have to, you know, check the fences out to make sure what size dog they can put in there, what they can handle. You can't overload people. So we do go and do a property check to make sure before we sign them up. It's not just you fill a form out and that's, you know, we come along with animals and drop them. So everything's checked out. So, you know, it's legit. The foster carer is going to have a great experience. We don't want them to have an animal that's going to escape, because that's not going to work.
I also wanted to ask you, Louise, you're pretty inundated, and it's because a lot of people have had to hand over their pets because of the floods and they don't have anywhere for the animal to live. Have you had any people with, like, being really upset and having to hand over their animal? Have you had any stories like that?
Yes, we have. So what we have done as an organisation, we've made up some cat enclosures that people can use until they can get established again, because a lot of people have had to move out of their homes and living with family, and hence it's not all working out with two families worth of pets.
Yeah.
So we've been able to give people these enclosures to use in the meantime, and we've got some little dog runs.
Has any specific story touched you?
The one that really got me the most, it was a lady in her 80s and she had a cat, and her house got flooded, so she had to move into to one of her children's places, and it wasn't, one of the kids was allergic to a cat.
Aww.
So she had it in a boarding home, but after 2 weeks she just couldn't afford to keep paying for the boarding home. So then she had to surrender her cat. And that really got me, because, you know, she's an old lady. She's just lost her home, and now she's got to be separated from her companion.
Yeah, that's devastating. If people want to help out, how do they sort of, I guess, register to be a foster home for these pets?
So you just jump onto Angel Paws Inc.'s website, and on there there's a form, and that directly comes to us, and then someone will be in touch with you.
So amazing.
And then... yeah.
It's hard enough to go through floods and to have to recover after something like that, let alone have to give up one of your family members. So,
we love the work you do. Thank you very much.
No worries then.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.